The head of the English programme of Vatican Radio, Sean Patrick Lovett, brings us interviews with two of the young people attending the 28th World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. They're two volunteers. The first is 19-year-old Alex Smith from Manchester in England, and the second, 18-year-old Katrina Girona from Vancouver, Canada. Stay tuned.
I'm here with two volunteers at the World Youth Day in Rio. One is Alex. Alex comes from?
Manchester.
And Katrina comes from?
Vancouver.
And is this your very first World Youth Day?
No, this is my second. I was in World Youth Day in Madrid in 2011, but this is my first one as a volunteer.
And this is my first World Youth Day, so I'm very thrilled.
What's the difference between this and Madrid, Alex?
Well, the first difference is this time round I'm taking out a volunteer ministry. The last time I was in Madrid, I went with a group from my diocese, and if you imagine, when I came out last time, I'd already made some friends who were from England, whereas this time I'm making brand new friends from various countries from around the world. So it's very, 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 very different, but it's a lot more interesting this time round.
Why?
Well, you're taking on a bit more of a responsibility, you know, you're working for part of World Youth Day, you know, volunteering. You're meeting a lot more people from a lot more places rather than staying within one particular group. I mean, last time I was staying in a hotel, and this time I'm sleeping on the floor in a church, so it's a little bit more fun, but, you know, that's how you... It depends on how you look at it, but I find it a little bit more fun.
Katrina, I'm going to play daddy for a moment. What did your daddy and your mummy say when you left Vancouver to come all the way to Rio? What were some of the warnings that they gave you?
First of all, they don't have any expectations, warnings. You know, they advise me that focus on what I'm doing here in Rio and also, you know, fulfill my calling here and just basically focus on my volunteer work.
What would you say? How would you describe that calling?
Calling, I'd say, you know, to further surrender myself deeper to His will. That's my calling. In whatever form He may come to me, I will give, you know, free wholehearted service to Him. And that's what matters the most, because we're all here for one reason, which is, you know, sharing our faith and, you know, praising, glorifying Him.
I think what I meant was there any sense of your parents or your friends being afraid for you to come all this way to Rio? In the last few weeks, we've been seeing quite a lot of social upset and so forth. In that sense, did people say, be careful, watch your back, don't go here, don't do that, don't talk to strangers, that sort of thing?
Well, I think that goes with any city. You know, if I was going somewhere like London, you know, that's going to have parts of it where there's going to be crime. Even in Manchester, where I was actually brought up in Manchester, you know, it's quite infamous for crime. But my mum and dad, they just said, you know, have your wits about you, as they said. And I said to them, I'm a big lad, I can look after myself, you know, I shouldn't have a problem. And the environment that I've experienced so far, you know, I've not seen anything that would cause me any concern to send my children, hopefully in the future, if they were to come to something similar, say for example it was in Rio again, but it'd probably be somewhere else. But the people who are here right now and the environment that is in the atmosphere, it's very safe and very comfortable to be in.
What's the Vancouver equivalent of saying have your wits about you, Katrina?
Well, there's going to be good and bad. They asked me just to focus on what I'm doing.
What do you see again as what you're doing? Accompanying people in the English language? What is somebody, give someone who's listening to this program has no idea what a volunteer does at World Youth Day. What's your sort of daily schedule going to be?
Well, fulfill their purpose, why they're here, and also, in my own experience, try their best to, you know, give their all to accommodate the pilgrims.
That's essentially, and in a real sort of everyday sense, what does that entail?
Well, the way I look at it is volunteering is, if you want to look at it this way, it's a vocation in itself. You know, it depends which sector of the World Youth Day that you're part of. Some are in catechesis, which means they need to be at the catechesis events to spread, you know, give out breakfasts, you know, tidy up, welcome pilgrims. My job means that I'm on the social network, so I'm informing people who may be at World Youth Day or may not be at World Youth Day what's going on, where, when. There's other people who are distributing pilgrim kits, there's people who are distributing press passes. So everyone's got different roles, and we've all received really good training for it, and I think everyone's doing a good job so far.
Where were you trained, Katrina? Who trained you?
who trained me here, the director, Rajani, they were very friendly and welcoming. They made everything not easier, but not comfortable either, but convenient enough to get by. I love everyone here. Yeah.
Are you going to post this interview on a website somewhere, Alex?
Of course I am. It's going to go, as soon as you publish it, it's going straight onto Facebook.
You better believe me.
You better send me an email.
Thanks so much indeed.
And you were listening there to Sean Patrick Lovett interviewing two young people attending the 28th World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.